How does it work with multiple people in a household? Are there multiple ballots sent out in the same envelope, or what's how
No,
does it?
each voter gets their own individual ballot sent to them because each voter is required to, you know, vote their own ballot, put it in a secrecy sleeve, and then put it inside the oath and affidavit envelope that gets sent back to the division. And that envelope needs to bear the voter's signature and identifier of the voters, and it needs to be signed by the voter and then witnessed by somebody.
And in terms of turning it back in, are there multiple ways to do it? Is it only by mail, or are there places where it can be dropped off, or how does that work?
They can return them by mail at any time. Of course, it has to be postmarked by Election Day, which would be the 18th of December, or it can be dropped off at the city clerk's office.
How about if people do not receive a ballot, are there ways they can get one?
Yes, if they did not receive their ballot, they can contact our office, and we will look into the situation and find out what happened and why they did not receive their ballot, verify their mailing address, and if they're qualified to receive a ballot, then we will make sure they get one.
Otherwise, it's postmarked ballots by the 18th. What's the timeline for counting after that?
We will do our first initial count on the 18th, and then we will count again on the 10th day deadline, which is the deadline to receive ballots that are postmarked within the U.S. And then if we need to count again on the 15th day following the election, which is the last day to receive ballots that might have an overseas postmark.
How does the division count these ballots? Is it with the same AccuScan or the optical scan machines, or is it by hand?
Yes. Same optical scan machines. They do go through a process where they are reviewed by a review board to ensure that the voter is actually qualified to have cast that ballot and that the voter actually, you know, provided all the required information on that absentee oath and affidavit envelope, their signature and identifier, and that it was witnessed and dated and postmarked prior to the election or on Election Day.
Okay. And then with that first count on the 18th, I think you said, will you think there will be partial or unofficial results out that quickly? Will you make that information available?
Oh, yeah. We'll post unofficial results on our website as soon as we get the ballots counted. I'm not sure what time during the day we're planning to count, but we'll get them out there.
Okay. In terms of voter registration, I understand the state statute required people to be registered for this way back in August, I think it was.
Correct. Somebody had to be a qualified registered voter within the proposed incorporation area as of August 22nd, 2012.
What else should people know about voting in the borough election for Petersburg?
Basically just what I've said. I mean, just make sure that they complete that envelope on the back as it's to be completed. The identifier that's required on that envelope is that of the voter, not that of the witness.
Okay. And other than that, the usual voting, fill in the oval with a dark pen or something like
that? Fill in the oval completely, yes.
Any provisions if you mess up? I guess that would be a case for going down and doing it in person, huh?
Correct. And you could also then request a replacement ballot if you've, you know, messed up your ballot and you've destroyed it and you need another one sent.
Okay.
That's an option for folks as well.